beholding my simchot peikes, sugya vestis. By now, everyone knows the get to the idea of vestis, the two chalakim, the hoggis, that's simchot peidalit, which are two chalakim, the idea of precious and pedikus. And the second chalakim, some calculations, the cheshbonis, that's our simchot peikes. The other starts off quoting the chavistas and savo. He says, push lumut, shim, boki, bikim, hativ, and the hilchot of vestis. It says the Taisus all upon that. First thing a person has to know, it's very practical, it happens once you get married, you have to know the lofas. It's the hilchas of nida and miyuchat lofas of vestis. You have to calculate it. The way the chosm was on them and the kids are bringing it down, they say, words of the kind, minces, precious, kitakunai, yizol lichta tomid. You have to write down your vest. That means people get a vest. A couple days later, like what day, what exactly, or a month later, when they have it, Tuesday, Wednesday, very practical, very balafatish, you write it down right away. Numerous questions come up when you're trying to remember what day, based upon what you did that day, when the vest happens, it leads to problems, they have to lead to chumras or bayot, or some bias issues. When it happens, write it down right away. Now, one of the questions they do discuss, due to technology or computers, so a person have a computer program for vestis. There's a tshuva by Biashiv and Kovit and Tshuva's Chelek Aleph that he wrote, that he says not to use a makshir, because maybe they mikshol. Now, they bring down, he's talking about the computer program called makshir, makshev tohor, not sure what it is. The Maisa, there are good programs out there with good askamas, with the Skum of Hill David, the Badai Shulchan, and others have the Skum of these programs. Now, I see there a Victor Ellis. Once when you write it down, you can't really lose the calendar. If you lose the computer, you have other issues. It keeps it for you. They calculate things for you. It's very good for you. And I think if you do both things together, you and the computer program, surely will not lead to a mikshel. Now, over the years, we found the glitches in the standard one that Olam uses that's free on the computer. These glitches will not come up. We told him because we're learning the sugya, we try out different things. We wrote to him, he says, yes, there are issues that you cannot really fix. But come on, anybody who uses it regularly will not come on to these problems over here. The way I would set up, there are 11 different ways to set things up. There's the default system, that things in the usr are in red, things in the chumras are in purple, and then things that just don't show up. You can change them. That means if you're taught certain things to not be a chumra at all, you can change the default to not show up. If you're taught that they should be also turned into red. It's set up very clearly for you, very easy, very simple. It's basically vestis made for dummies, or balbatim, or women, whatever you want to call it. The mice is easily used, it's gewaltig things, do it together, write things down, and also when you learn the sugya, when you start calculating and then you do it on the computer, you see where exactly you got things wrong or right. Another question we usually ask is, who is supposed to keep the vestis? You or your wife? Who's supposed to write it down? Not the Shabbos. No Chetzi Shabbos here. Now, who keeps over here the idea of vestis? So first we saw already Kuk Pei Dalit, the Pesach Tshuva being down. The Chi of Tshuva is on both of them. That means Halacha is put upon both of you. Just who should keep it, who should calculate it, just got to be practical. Sometimes the women are better at it, sometimes the men are better at it. You have to decide amongst each other exactly who's better, go keep it and be practical about it. Now, the gate of sugya investis, I see when you start giving over numbers, you start losing people. I know by the case of Yevamis, start giving over, he died, he was born, this is the brother, the sister, married this person. The person giving the shear over, or Vestis saying it over, they know exactly what they're going to say. The person listening has to start calculating exactly what happened. By the time he gets the exact case, whether by Vestis or Yevamis, the guy already had a pshat and a kashan or aru and a shtickle toy over here. So I'm going to try to stick to the words that are said on the page, the classic ideas, classic concepts, without getting involved in cases. And obviously do not ask cases, because I have a hard time following you. You have a hard time following yourself, and we can ask things afterwards. I'll try to stick to the classic words over here. We start with the simchot peikes. There are three vestis that every isha has. We have sif aleph, the sugya of hafloga, with the idea of beini, and we have sif beis, the sugya of chodesh. Now, it's clear from the Svarim, Bezman HaChazal, that most Noshim had a vest kavua. Bezman HaZera, most of our Noshim do not have a vest kavua. The question is, what exactly happened? So the way the Olam says over is used to be in the shtetl where they're born. that's exactly, they ate the same food, and they had the same climate, the same weather, and they had children there, and they passed away there, and they didn't travel anywhere, they're all in one place. So the body had a consistency, and the same thing. Today, they tell the seminary girls, when they fly, they come to school, they tell them, do not get nervous, if you do not show up, your period for a month or two, or comes late, they all get nervous anyway. Mice, they warn them, when you fly, things might affect them. And we eat exotic foods, and we eat bland foods, and we eat shiva foods, and we eat all different things over here. And our day is not night, our night is not day exactly. We switch our night, some of us starts much later, we go to sleep, and the day is, for some of us, starts very, very late for us. So things change based upon our exercise, our eating habits, our vacations, and therefore we affect our cycle. Based upon this, by default, most of us do not have any rest wars over here. That's first what happened over time. I heard one of them say over, that if Bizman Chazal were today, they would not make the loch of Veskivors. Because true, we have Veskivors, but we have the Bimikra. Because over Yom Noshim, in a certain amount of time, we'll eventually have it. But no, we said Avada, once Chazal said it, Avada, we keep it. Avada, we have the Cheshbon, we have Avada, Veskivors. But there's Shtak as far away today, that means if we have 100,000 Noshim, let's see between day 28 to 34, within the 7-day period. You'll have to have a Veskivors, but you'll have the Mikra. That means you have to have it. There are, that means people will say there is no Veskivors. That's a mistake. Ink is there. I'm glad that there are Veskivors. There has to be Veskivors. Based upon the computation and numbers, there are Veskivors over here. It's very common. It's happens to be Mikra. That's what happens over here. Rav Reuben said over a Maisa that person got married. She was 22 years old. She came to Rav Reuben with a calendar for the past 10 years since she was 12 years old. And she wanted to know what exactly are my vestas over here, how to calculate them, and how to keep them when I'm married. So Reuben saying this over and share, he says he took the first 8 years, he ripped it off and threw it in the garbage. He says it's true, over time you'll have to get something. If you know you got something, avad yev mechoshi for it. But the goal is not calculating if the aflog is 200 days or different years, and being choshi for things that will come up. The mikro, we want to start choshi, start looking for things. And sure, he says, not sure if the cutoff point is 6 months, a year, 2 years, but he cut it, ripped off 8 years, only looked at the last 2 years over here. He says, if you have, you know for sure, and if not, you'll have to keep it. That could be maybe an issue with the Vestas program, they'll get you on everything. And if you have a bunch of years, it might come out to be chumers over here. But usually people do not keep their computers around for so many years. They keep updating it. Now, how exactly to calculate? What are we counting over here? First point. The loch is we keep an oino. An oino, by now, everyone knows, is yud-based shoyis, 12 hours, with an again to the idea of prishon, with an again to the idea of cheshbon. That means over here, what's yud-based shoyis? That's from nates to shkia, and from shkia to nates. That's how we pass in. Again, we know the chumers out there. That's how klais will go, from the sunrise to sunset. That's number one. Number two, when we say day and night, do we go after the civil calendar or the Jewish calendar? We go by the Jewish day, that what happens, night is first, and then day. That means you do not go day and night, we go night and then day. Number three, we discuss months. What months are we discussing? The civil months or the Jewish months? So it's very clear again, we go only after the Jewish months. That means Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, and not the Jewish months, not January, February, March. That means, even though we have 30 days, or 31 days, or 29 days in the civil calendar, in the Jewish months, but for example, 1500 years ago, there's only 8 months of the calendar, and they had 45 days in the month. Until Augustus came along and made August, and Octavius came along and made October, till the end of months after their own name over here. By the way, as we go, number one, after the Nates of Shkia, number two, after the Jewish day, and number three, after Jewish month. That's clear. Now, how do you calculate? That means when you count 30 days, everyone knows you have a boy, Pinya Ben, kids born on Sunday. Everyone knows when's Pinya Ben, 2 days later on a Tuesday. Why? Because 4 weeks is 28 days, plus two is 30. So if you're born on Sunday, Pinya Ben is on Tuesday. Very simple. That's not how we count over here. That's not the cheshbon. Over here, if you, we count the day that you saw. That means if you saw on Sunday, counting with that, 3 days later will be Monday, 1 day later. You have to be very clear. That means it's a chilek how in general how we count, and how we count in the Miuchad of Vestas. By Vestas we count what we saw. You saw on Sunday, 3 days later is Monday. Negeta flogo. No, it's Sunday to Sunday. Right, that's 8 days. Right. The get aflaga will count both ends that you saw. You saw on the first day, and the aflaga is a distance, and then the last day, you count both ends of the spectrum. That means the days that you saw, that's what you count over here. Now, when you count it, you put it by where, that means you have an oina, you have the day and the night. That means a person saw on Chaf Nisan. You put next month on Chaf Ir. Where do you put it by? An oina is the day and the night. If you saw Chaf Nisan Balaylo, you put it by Chaf Ir Balaylo. If it's Chaf Nisan Bayoin, you put it Chaf Nisan Ir Bayoin. You put it by the oina itself. Now, Negeta Aflaga, putting these two concepts together, we just said number one, we count the days that you see. And number two, they put up by the Oina Shabbai. Negeta Aflaga, I'll say what we do. We'll see later on, it'll be Mavucha, but this is what we do, Lamaiso. Now, I'm trying to make it very simple. Let's say Isha sees an Aleph and an Hey. Now, that does not happen, that's not the Matthias, we don't count that way. We're just trying to make it easy to count, because I don't want to bring out my toes and other people's fingers. Person sees an Aleph and sees an Hey. Did not see a base, not see a gimel, not see a dalet. How many days is that? Since we count both ends, that's called a flog of 5 days. Aleph, base, gimel, dalet, hey, right? Everyone count, that's 5. Now, when you choish the next time?
Test.
Why? Because you count the day that you saw, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is test. That means some people will say yud. No, because that's you count the next day. If you see on the 5 day of Flogger, you count that day, and the next day is tests. That's first how you count the days. Now, where do you put it? Then let's say a person saw an Aleph Tevis B'yayim. They saw an Hey Tevis Balaylo. That's 5 days later, which is really 8 oinas. Where do you put it by? So you first count it. You put it by test Tevis. And then you put, since the last oina was Balaylo, you put it by Lailo also, which end up being 9 oinas. I mean, we did not count oinas. That means the oinas over here will change from 8 to 9. But the first you do is you count the days, you put it by the day, and where in the day do you put it? You put it by the last oina that you saw. Now, it's very important. Niketu, we'll see the halacha over here in Sebeis, Gimel, Dalet, by the halacha of Chazakah. Chazakah is only in the same oina. Then you see Balaila, 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 you make Chazakah. See Balaila, Bayoim, Balaila, it's not a Chazakah, it has to be in the same Oina Shabbai. Again, a lot of these things you'll see more by Richard Sevigimel and Yudal Tezvav. This is all the basics over here. Now, Negeretu Vestis, everyone has to be know 3 Vestis. Every Isha has 3 Vestis. There's the idea of the Afloga. The Afloga is what her natural body has a distance seeing one time to another. Isha will see between 28 to 34. That's the standard distance of a body sees. Then the second one, the Chodesh. An outside factor, the moon or the Shofar causes it. The third vest, mainly the Rav Noshim or Stam Noshim, see on Shloshim. That's if Alvin Sebeis. And the rest of the Sibbah is really explaining, building upon these ideas over here. How to get from a Dilug and Zirug and Shuav. That's basically the 3 things you can have. Distance, an outside factor, or Rav Noshim over here. Now what we really have to do now is go through each one. First, the idea of Beinoni. This concept, do we have the halacha of Beinoni? That means your Shulchan Aruch Rav, which Achim starts off, and the Shachan of Kol Lamed, will bring down the Ari Shani, which do not bring it down at all. It's not brought down, not in the Ravid, not in the Rambam, not in the Rif, not in the Ra. There's no such thing as Beinoni. Enkaza, no Beinoni. That's a chiddush of certainly showing the Maisa, Lalocha, Rashi and Daftes over that we saw, building upon the Sugya and Daftes, brings down the idea of Stam Doshim, have idea of Beinoni, and therefore the Amban does go this way, and the Rashi goes this way. The Lalocha, the Mechab, by us starts off Lalocha Beinoni, and all the place can go with Lalocha Beinoni. That means if there is a Beinoni or not, is a machlik among the Shoinim. Lalocha is very clear, we paskin is a vest called Oina Beinis, Aleph. Second is, in Oina Beinoni, what's your halacha over here? Is the chiyuv precious, or the chiyuv is only bedika? If you read Rashi slowly in Daftes Vav, Rashi says, do bedika in your mutter. Does not sound there's a halacha precious over here. The Ramban also, when he brings out the halacha nilchas nida, he says bedika, you check, you find, in your mutter. Again, there's machlokes among the Rishonim, The Rashi says the bias does not go this way. He's mechayet the lacha precious over here, and therefore it's very clear among the pleiskim. Again, there is a shach and sekon zayin who brings down the zayin concept over here. If you read the shach slowly, it sounds like the lacha is bedikah. That's enough. The other shach by us over here says bedikah yomoter. So those want to answer what the shach means matter after yimei shloshim, after beinli. So either they want to argue the shach or change the gears of the shach. We say come to mata after shloshim, but the arishim say do bidikin matter. It's water.
The local.
No, the shach does hold. We get to that also. The shach of holds oidim beini, 100%. But in the beini, the shach says do bidikin water. They say either it's a different gear, so or he means after shloshim, or they want to argue with him. And we hold the loch is to be after to matter with the bidikah, but to matter the shloshim with the bidikah that we do not do. So number one, we hold the beini. Number two, we hold the lot of precious. Number three, do we really have Beinli Bisman as a? Rashi says, that's Tam Noshim. Where's the basis of Paras is Roiv Noshim? Roiv Noshim Bisman as a do not have Beinli. They don't see a Meshloshim. It's not that way. So the question is, why are we Choshim for it? This one, Sefer Bisman as a or Yitzchak. He says Bisman as a there's no Beinli. You go to this mikvah in Lakewood. They'll give you a calendar to come out. It's very clear. You have a flog and you have a chodesh, and there's no Beinli over there. Not there. The Or Yitzchak. The mikvah, Lakewood. For the other people here, who have a body. Fine. So, he comes along with Titus. Let's learn the sugya. Let's understand what it says over here. And I see others from have a hard time with it. It's not that simple. What happened over here? So, there are really three ways to answer it. One way you can answer, Chazal Masakin Oyli Beinlis. It's not Mustafa, it doesn't sound that way. No one sees it that way. The fact we have Machlokes among Rishonim that way, Machlokes want to go do that way. It's very hard to say that with a Chazal Mustakin, but Ulai, one option. A second option, which I think is very Mustafa, is that Stam Isha does see in Shloshim. Except us, every month we have other outside factors that are causing and affecting it. One month she might fly, one month she'll eat something exotic. One month she'll be up very late. It'll affect things. That could be one month every month have to see a shloshim, and every month you have an outside factor affecting it. But it's true. The mitzvah is true if you be a constant. So etzem, that's who you are. Stam noshim a shloshim. A third option you can say over, it's true. It's not what stam noshim are, but that's the medium. That means an average isha. People told me they checked up an average isha 29.3 days, which means some shloshim. So echnam, you can tell me the medium of noshim. Shloshim, Agam does not sound the way again in Rashi, the Beis Yosef, says Stam and Roiv. But these are ways to answer it. I think the best malach is that Isha sees on Shloshim if you do not affect it. If you affect it every month, you're uprooting what the Etzim should be. So Stam Noshim, again, the Loch Elvi is a case of Shloshim. That's, they tested, what did they say on the website? A few 100,000 women they asked? 120,000 people they asked.
From this
No. This is the Goyish world. Now you can tell me no rap and grandpa and Kenzine. 120,000 people, a lot of people. What? Gemara says that some cipher. But we see that's still the medium over here. So again, so number three, the loch is we do have Oina Beni Bizmanazer. Number four, can we Oika Oina Beni one time? Come on the Pesach Tshuva. You bring down a person Shlomim. Saying Mushat in a Shachat Sekwan Lamed, that seems to be saying the loch over here is that one time you can be Oikid Oinabaini. That means you pass 30, you come day 33 and she sees. Next month there's no Oinabaini over here. Now again, there's a question how to understand this Torah Shlomim. Those that come along, the Chavistas, brings it down, the Makor Chaim, they disagree. He says, sure, the Shach might say that, but about that's not so. Oinabaini means Stam Noshim. You can be Oikid Stam Noshim. You still Nichol get up Stam Noshim. Another malach had to answer what the Shach Minchas Yaakov says. He says the parts of and other Achreinim by the Shulchan. He says what he means is that let's say you missed 30 and you did not see and it came to 60. That means you're Oikah and 60 you're not Choshish for Oinim Beinus. That means not seeing 30, 31, 32 you never saw. You went straight to the next month to 60. That cure is until you saw again. When you saw again, you start counting. What the Shach over here means, again, how Minchas Yaakov is explaining. It's not like Chodesh. The Chodesh Allah will be, you'll be Chodesh every month. The Allah over here is, you'll be Chodesh only if you saw. But Eshia, whether you understand the Shach that way or not, the place come along and say, we're not in the Venus over here, passing it one time. And he did not see at all. He kept going straight, not seeing.
And then what? And that's called
Iker? That's that Kira, meaning when it comes, that's that Kira they mean.
And therefore what?
When it comes to day 60, you're not Choshu Oedem Beitness.
And then you're not Choshu.
Right.
And then I'm saying, and then the next time she sees, just be Choshu next
Beitness. Yes, correct. The fifth point in Oedem Beitness is very important. What day is Oedem Beitness? How exactly to calculate? That means the Gemara says Shloshim. But we see over here, the Be'ik that three shittas, we'll mention now Be'kitzer, again we'll see Barichas, Amin Barichas on Sifri Gimel, exactly how to calculate. There can be three options, it either means 30, means 31, or the Shach will be here and send you what he writes, it's the Kol Lamed, it means Yimei Chodesh. Just explain each one Be'kitzer. That means the way the Be'ik says it by us starts off, he's very clear. He says Aloch is 30, that means you see on Sunday, 30 days later is Monday. You count the days that you see, therefore, again, in the bainus, you see on Sunday, the case is Monday. That's the Bach, that's the Taz. That's how numerous Achonim go with. The second Shita, the Chavistas, the Ilm Kuz, the Chavistas. Vicky is Choshu Bol Shitas. But he said the Loch is Be'ikr, that we count not the day that you saw, you count the next day. So he said the Badr, we count 30. We call that 31, because he said we don't count the day that you saw, you start counting for the next day. So according to Chavistas, it comes out to be 31. I mean, the Vada of the Loch is 30. Question is, where is 30? 30 is today or 30 is the next day? So therefore, we say we count 30 from today, that's the Beis of Shito, or 30 from the next day, which we call 31, which is the Chavis Das of Shito.
Why do we count from the next day?
But he said, when it says Tam Nosh does not mean that day, it means the next day. We'll get to the Sukkah again, but we'll see it over there. Asada Shlishi, the Shach Ba'os is very clear, calls it Chodesh. That means if a Chodesh is Molei, Nisan is Molei, the next time it comes out to Chodesh will be, let's say you saw an Aleph, it will be Chodesh for Aleph, it will be 31 days. If the case is Chaser, like year, then the Chodesh will end up being 30 days. So Beni will switch. 1 month will be 31, 1 month will be 30. Beni will go back and forth. Why that's so? Again, the Shach will explain that to Kvan Lamed, why that's so. But the Halacha is a case of Chodesh. That means Beni, what is Beni? Clear, there's either 30, standard, 31, the Chavistas, or the Shach calls it Chodesh. Now the question of them is saying, that means the Shach does not really hold a Beinli. Beinli and Chodesh are the same thing. That's not so. We certainly have the case of Beinli. So they point out three Chumras and three Kulas on each one. That means, for example, let's say a person passes the Beinli. Is there a Chiyah Bediko? As Chodesh will not be. We know the Loch is the Mekuf Beidal Sivtes. Masha Enkein a Beinli B'mechav Yubediko. So Beinli has a Chumra over here. A second chum of Beinli has the crazy. We'll get to 24 hours. Mash enki the case of the chodesh. A third chum of the Beinli will have. If you pass this mad, you have to ask your wife. That's called paydal sefudalef. These are three chumas that Beinli have over chodesh. The chumas that chodesh have over Beinli. By case, we'll get to by Muberes and Menekes. A lot of places will say that a shaykh, the law of the Beinli will not apply, but chodesh will apply. Again, when a person sees, let's say, Aleph on Nisan and Chof on Nisan, I Chodesh for Aleph ear, as Beinli knows, as Chodesh, we'll get to the Lachiz, it will be Chodesh. Because Chodesh will never ache over here. But that's true for Chodesh, because Chodesh is for Chodesh and not for Beinli. Said three Chumas in the Chodesh and three Chumas in Beinli, I said it quickly, some blank faces, but we'll see them more by Riches. But again, to say that the Shach does not hold of it, a lot is not so. The numerous Nafkminas between Beinli and Chodesh, and therefore the Shach is saying, the Aloch of Beinli comes out of Chodesh with its parameters, with its club, with its Gedar. Aloch of Maisa, what do we keep? What do we do? So, among the Svarim, there's a Be'ikah comes along, make it simple, is that we keep Lamed, Lamed Alpha Chodesh. That means Be'ikah, the Malachim come along and say, we paskin Lamed Beis Yosef, Taz, the Bachel here. However, Vadim of Chodesh of Chavadas Hashito. Now the Chavdash himself, look him up, he also says that way. But he says Fakert. He says the Ikr is Lamed Aleph or Chodesh for Lamed. That means he himself is masking the Loch to keep both. Question, which one is the Ikr? The Maestro, the Ikr we pass in Fakert is Lamed, and the Chum is Lamed Aleph. What's Nachmina, which one is the Chum over here? So he already mentioned, there are two groups of where you can be Mekel. There's the case of a Mokam Mitzvah, Simekuf Eidalim, in Sif Yud, or Yitz Lederech, or Bamin Lederech, or Leal Tfilo, or Leal Chopo, those cases, La Pleshkin will say in the case of the Chavadas, when it's a Chumra, you can't be Mekel. The second group, Makam Chumra, the case of the Arzurua, or the Chibur Fenishuk, or Kedaima, they want to be Mekel the Chavadas. Can that be Ikke is a Chumra, and on Chavadas, the Chumra will not take on either by Chumras, or we won't take on the Makam Mitzvah. But again, we certainly pass in 30, and we also Chayshim 31. Some bring down the Shach Halach L'maisa, that's how the Chachmas Adam brings it down. A 6-point negator by Ben Lee. What? We didn't get, we'll get to the crazy. I left that out for a reason. Next, the crazy. The idea of a flogo, we keep a or chodesh, the ayna is 12 hours. That's what we start off with. Negative Ben Lee is the precious 12 hours or 24 hours. The svar to mechalik is by flogging the chodesh, going after the isha itself. Bainly, we're going after Rav Olam, Stam Noshim. The Stam Noshim, when they see in 30, one, day and night. There's no set time for them. They see day and they see night. So there's a starkest svar out there, they call the crazy shito, to keep on Bainly 24 hours. Now, if you start looking around for the sefer called the crazy, it's called Tiferes Yisrael. It took me a long time when I was young to go figure out where this crazy exactly was. Now, actually, they start calling this crazy, Tiferes Yisrael sefer on top, they call the crazy. But it's called Tiferes Yisrael, or when they call the Minchas Yaakov, everyone knows that there's Shlomo on the page. When you say the Sivis, it means the Chavasas. You have to know the names. But the crazy Shita out there, his idea is, he says, it comes after we're down among the Paiskim, he said, the Vad Alpi Svar Shabai, it's a 24-hour period. Because Beni is Tam Noshim. Tam Noshim, see, on 30. Day and night over here.
It's not Chodesh, it's not the young Gurm. Every person is not the Gurm.
No, it's Tam Noshim, see. That's his title.
30 days.
30 days when? Day and night. That's his title. Atzad HaShedi, that those who want to argue. The Bach does not go this way, it's a tire of the past. You might want to argue a point, say 30, Stam Noshim after her get over here, which her owner is. Mice again, as far as I see, most of our mice are Chayshish for the get of the crazy. The Chayshish. So the Yeshiva the mice of Ikar Chayshish. But again, they point out that B'makim Chumruz or B'makim Mitzvah, again, B'makim Mitzvah, Lel Tfilah, Yitzadar, Oman Dara, Lel Pais Gomor make on the crazy, or B'makim Chumruz, the Arzuru upon it, or case of Chibur Fenishuk, they won't be Mekel. The only question I see is that's not that simple. What about the crazy on the Chavastas? Now, Michalatas, the Eidl keeps 31 Mitzad Chumro. Crazy, the 24 hour period, they keep Mitzad Chumro. Is there a crazy on the Chavastas? Is there? That means 31, depends. We saw during that means, first be clear, what does it mean crazy? Crazy 24 hour period, that means if you saw the Oina at night, the crazy is the night and the day afterwards. If you saw the Oina during the day, it's during the day and the night beforehand. If you go after the Jewish time, that means not like the Arzurua. Arzurua, we go not like the Bach. It's always before. You saw at night, day beforehand. So the day, night beforehand. It's always before it. That's Arzurua. The crazy is in the Jewish time, 24 hour period. You saw at night, it's the next day. You saw during the day, it's the night beforehand. The question over here is when you keep the crazy, what's the locha? Do we keep also a 24-hour period on the Chavastas? So, I see, for example, the Ashram, some Sfarim bring down one way about that, some Sfarim bring down about the yes. Among the Sfarim, seem to be Malchoyta Shokel, what to go do. The other tells me in Lake with the Mice, they're not taught the crazy. That's what you just told me. But now, I think that they really are taught the crazy, but they don't really understand they were taught the crazy. Why? Let's understand what's going on over here. If you see during the day, the crazy in Lakewood, they are taught the Orzru on the crazy. On Orzru, I'm sorry, see during the day in the Chavadas, the 31, they're taught the Orzru on the Chavadas. Because usually, you see during the day, you have a double Chumra now. You see during the day, the night before is the Orzru, and the crazy is the night before it. So, in Lakewood, if you see during the day, so if once you're taught the Orzru, by default, you kept the crazy. Elmai, you saw at night, you want to have Tashma during the day. No attachment to there. Welcome to our cuddles. Anyway, it's our cuddle. Don't keep the crazy. So, by default, they point out why confusing Chassanim, they have enough to learn. They don't really understand even anyway what they're being taught. So let's keep it simple. Just choose them Arzurua, leave out the crazy. But the Apiswara, they're naturally being taught the crazy because they're being taught on the Chavadas for whatever reason. They are. They do. They teach Arzurua. As far as I know, they do. That's why I messed around. I didn't check all sorrow, but I the Madrichim in Lakewood. And And it comes out, again, it comes out each year.
Depends when they match up with the issues, you guys.
What? No, they don't tell anyone anything.
No, I understand that.
They don't teach them the crazy cues.
I understand that, but myself, whether they do those with the concepts or not, it doesn't take away that maybe they are trying to teach them to be punished the entire time.
They tell you, when they have it during the day in 30, they told the Arzura the night before.
No,
they're saying like this. No. They're saying on the... They do speak out. If those who keep the crazy don't have the Or Zero on the crazy, then we don't keep 36 hours. But actually, whatever that total length was, each one on his own, each one on the Adruch over here, it comes out what to go do. A crazy the Chavadas, Macholikis, among the Swam, what to go do. That's Macholikis, Maisha, those who are Machmer, those Maisha are make Shiloh. Well, it is a double chum, you have the Or Zero and the crazy. Fine, it is a double chum over here. The Maisa will comes out just to negate Oyden Benis. We said 6 points over here. Number one, do we have Oyden Benis? Yes. I will come to Machlokes. Number two, in Oyden Benis, do we do the Pishu, the Bedika? We have Machma, we do a Pishu also. Number three, do we have Orzuo? Do we have a Beni Bismanazer? Yes, not like the Ur Yitzchak. Number four, could be Okit after one time. The Piska Tshuva, no, we're not Okit after one time. Those are the four things that are simple, that's what you're asking. Number 5 and 6, the halacha is, do we keep 30 and 31? That's a shallow. Mitzad chumu, we keep 31. Mikadim, we keep 30. And number 6, in the crazy shita, do we keep 12 and 24? The halacha is, if we take the 24, mitzad chumro, and be'ikah, we keep the case of 12. Yeah. Legami means mitzad chumro. That's first baby. Next thing, Sugim Chodesh. Word on the base. This first question: is there such a thing as Chodesh? Read the Sugya, start clearing. Maybe every time the Gemara says numbers, maybe it means a case of a flog and a Chodesh. The Maaseh is a Shiloh. The Ramban that some Dala discusses who says we have a concept of Chodesh at all. He himself ends up saying, "But never should be Machmer." And Bez Hashem will see today, we saw the sugya of Vesta Dilog, Tosis brings down the Vada, we have a case of Chodesh. That's Tosis, the Torah by us, the Rajbo. And then the Mechab brings down the Locha of Chodesh. That means number one, do we have Chodesh? So Shiloh, we pass on Vada, we have the case of Chodesh. Number two, in the Chodesh, how do we count to go after the Moilid? That's through our Shita, brought down by the Shach. Shach says, no, we go after the Rajbo Shita, we go after the Kiddush HaChodesh, we go after the Shofar, we go after Bezin Lamato. That means bring down the Yishalmi over here. It says, let's say an Isha, Tano, she was turned 3 years old, someone was Bolar, she lost her Psulim. Then they made Ibar Chodesh, she's now less than 3. What happened? She get her Psulim back. Bezin Shomat, we follow, that's Kaveh the month, that's Kaveh the Zman over here. The same concept over here in the Get, when Isha sees, the Bezin Shomat is Kaveh the Zman when the Chodesh over here is. Number 3, Negeh the Chodesh, we already mentioned before, and we go after the Jewish dates, not after the secular dates. That's very clear. 3 simple things over here. The one big mavucha in the Geir to Chodesh is when a person sees the vest on Rosh Chodesh. That means a person, let's say they see on Lamed. That means everyone knows the Jewish month usually is 29, 30, 29, 30, 29, 30. This Zman Yeshiva Smir always starts on Lamed. Because the month before, whether it's Tishrei, Av, or Nisan, is always Lamed. It's always Mali over here. So let's stick to Nisan. Person sees in Lamed Nisan. Next month, there's no Lamed Iyar. So what are you choshish for? It's a very strange machlokes, because there have been tons of women over the thousands of years I've seen in Lamed Nisan. And among the Gedolei Poskim, it's a big tumult. There's no clear hanhoga or halacha what to go do. Again, I'm sure it's been hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times this has happened. Maisa, what to go do? There are 5 shitas out there. Among the Swam is my Nenu. The Aruch HaShulchan, where Moshe goes, the Aloch is a Choshish for Alav Sivan. That's the day for Rosh Chodesh. The way I'll bring down for B'yashiv, Yechoshish for Choftes Iyar and Alav Sivan. The way the Baruch HaShulchan says, Yechoshish for 2 months later, for Lamed Sivan. You miss the month out, you don't be Choshish the next month. The way Berkowitz goes, he says, for Alav Sivan and Lamed Sivan. The Chanish says, you're not Choshish for anything at all.
Alav Sivan is
Yoy good. Aleph Sivan, Lama Sivan.
Aleph
Sivan, Lama Sivan.
Aleph
Sivan.
2 months ago.
Yeah, you saw on Lama Nisan. Those are Aleph Sivan and Lama Sivan. The Chanish goes, Malachi Nafesh at all. That's it, you got me. So it's a big tumult, what to go do. Very strange. The mice, as far as I see, Chanish says, yeah, you can't see in Lama, it's Yoiker. That's it, you're not pushing. The accurate is, you didn't see. The version of Kavor, you cannot make a Vest Kavir out of it, Yoiker. The whole idea of a Vest of Shaded Kavor is, can you make a Vest Kavir out of it? You can't make a Vest Kavir out of it. This is what Chanish says. We always kind of have a stuff. That's what he says. So we have five sheets out there. The mice, as far as I see, most forms seem to go, is that we're chushish for like our chushuk na moisho, the chushish for 3 days later, which is Aleph Sivan. Again, there's a big shayla that Dibna drops out there that's clear. Different things what to go do over here. And there's an interesting machlik what to go do. And build upon it, obviously, is how do you make a vest kvur and get it in on Rosh Chodesh. And then all these different cases over here, without confusing everybody over here, you can make numerous ways of having chosa and mole and making vest on Rosh Chodesh. The question is, make a vest kvur or not? The third thing Isha has to be choshish, that we went through Beini, went through Chodesh, the case of Haflogo. Now, first, how do you count Haflogo? I mean, the Isha sees, let's say, standards, he sees 5 days. He sees Aleph and Beis and Gimel and Dal and Hay. When do you write down on the calendar? We know already, for the case of Chodesh, we saw in some Kuf Beidal, it's above, and also Amal by Austin, Sivri Gimel, Mechain Iker, my colleagues among the Rishonim, the Raivi, the Ramban, do we count every day that's also best? Every day is a vest, or only the Ascholas nichol get a vest, and the rest is we the law we pass consistently. We write down the first day. Everyone knows Isha sees three, four days. You write down the first day. By a flock is that the same thing? So there is a Shulchan Aruch Rav that says you write down the last day, the end of the flow, not the first day of the flow. That means by Chodesh you write down the beginning, and the flock you write down the end of the flow over here. Maisach Samsoi even Shuba says that's not so. You write down the beginning. The reason why you have to know this, as I learned the hard way, is once a Madrich, the Lubavitcher, and he told me you count from the end. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. Then I learned, yes, all the Babiches go by the Aflogi. You count Maisach at the end over here. And therefore, you'll see on the Vestas program, there'll be an option over there on the page. Do you want to also count the end of the flow?
You mean the Babiches are Chumra, Vestas?
No, they count from the end. Depends how it comes out. Be Kulo or Chumra. And therefore, the best program is always an option there to click. You want to write where the flow ends. Why do you want to know that for? That's for those who follow the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Fine. So, Maisa, those who follow that on Hoka, Maisa, it's not, as far as I know, that on Hoka over here, we all seem to go that we write down Ascholah, sign the gate to Chodesh, and sign the gate to our flow. We write down the beginning of the flow and not the end of the flow over here.
Maybe we'll afterwards. The fifth day, and then the next time she counts 5 days, does it fulfill the fifth day?
From the end to the end. From the end to the end. Now, the Ikeshaila, the Geta Flava, is how to be Oikir over here. With the Oilim calls the base Meir Shito. Again, we'll get to it, but I'd like to speak out now, so we clear it now, then you get confused and clearer again. First, a person, let's say, they see on Aleph, and then they saw Chaf. That's a 20-day Haflogo. Then they saw 12 days later. I'm saying those numbers because you'll see that's the case in Shulchan Aruch and Sifyut Gimel. Try to keep the Shulchan Aruch's case. 12 days later. Are you Oiker the Zman? Are you Oiker? That means the idea of Chodesh is very simple. You saw an Aleph Iyar, Aleph Nisan. You come to Aleph Iyar, you did not see this Nakiro over here. That means if you saw Aleph Nisan, the Chof Nisan, and then you've not seen Aleph Iyar, there's still an Akira. Could you pass the day you've not seen? The way how Aflogia is working, the distance of the body. Someone saw on 20, and then saw on 25, they're okay 20. They passed 20, they did not see it. But someone saw on 20, and then saw 12 days later, there was no Akira. They never got to count to number 20 to be oik the day of distance of 20. Maybe she'll have a vest of 20 and a vest of 12. Maybe her body works two ways in distance. That means the Geir Chodesh will see that a person can see an Aleph Chodesh and a Chof Chodesh. The next month Aleph Chodesh and then Chof Chodesh. The next month Aleph and then Chof, you can have a vest kavur for two vest kavurs by Chodesh. Because your vest kavur is Aleph and Chof. By a Aflogo, can you have two vest kavurs for a Aflogo? Is it possible? Usually you can be oiked one over the other. It's not shaykh. But the question is zero nakiwa when a person sees 20 and then 12. We did not pass this man over here. Therefore, a person sees an alf nisan, sees then an chof nisan. Again, this is Shukunar's case in Sifu Gimel. Then sees an alf ear. So alf to chof nisan is 20 days. Chof nisan to alf ear is 12 days. What are you choshish for next? What are you choshish? Zekamu v'shach, his sheet is this nakir over here. There's no 20 anymore. We're only left with 12. Let's say you're left with 12. And therefore you saw an alf ear. What are you choshish for next? Mitzal aflogo, only 12. That's it. Only 12. Shach shita, very important. Place. So we go this way. It's called the shach sanogo of winning 12. Atzal Hasheni, the base mayor, and the Ramon, the Taz, disagree. But you have to realize where they disagree. They both say it's not oiker. Not oiker. But now that's not oiker, because you never passed the day, you're left with 20 over here. Where do you count the 20 from? That means that when you saw an aleph and you saw an chof, you have 20 days. What should have you been choshish for? You should have been choshish for, if you saw aleph and chof, 20 days later is what?
Tess,
right? Nisan. It's coming out Tess. A test here. That means coming with the Taz and the Ramah, they're called the Vester Ramah, very important thing, is you not occur, but you keep it by the old day that you saw. That means you saw an Alf and Chof, then you saw an Alf year, 9 days later, which anyway you all serve, Alf 5 and 7, you have to keep the test year of Yechoshish, plus the new one of Yud base year. That means you not occur, but you keep the old vest. Where's Ramah? We'll get to Sifri Gimel. Speaking of now, we'll again. The third sheet, what they call the base mayor, it's oiker, but you keep now from the, it's not oiker, but you keep from the new one. You store on aleph, and then chof, and then aleph year, you keep 12, that means your base year, and you keep chof from aleph year, and you keep 20. Call the base mayor sheet. That means the standard haflogo, the vest Ramah, vest base mayor. Let's get the words clear. The vest crazy, the chavadas. If you sound, you have to sound like a Talmud Chacham. And also it's easy to understand what you're talking about. Get the words. Azua, Beis Meir, Chavadas, Ramah, the Beis Meir. You have to get the Shrach, right, the Shrach. That's how you say things over. So it comes out, Be'ezem, we have three sheets over here. Then we have, that means, example, how do you make the Ramah practical? And each sees one time 35. Next time, she sees 30. Anyway, she also 35. You keep the old one. Let's say she's at 35, and the next time she sees an 18. So the 18, what happens? You do 5, and then 7, you go to the mikvah on day 30, 31. Then 4 days later, you have a vest. With that, you will not oiker the old aflogo. That's called the vest of the Ramah. Therefore, it comes out, just to be clear, that even though it says over here, every Isha has three vestes, which is true, before we get to Vesta Shua, Vesta Dilug, Vesta Siru, Vesta Gof, Vesta Inus, every Isha has to keep three vestes, which are eight. Three which are eight. How do we get three which are eight? Very simple. Now, I know, very simple, the oxymoron over here. Fine, the vest is simple over here. Make it simple. Number one, you have Chodesh, Shin Alef Nisan, is Alef Ear. Chodesh, Vesta Chodesh. Number two, you have Logo. You see Alef Nisan, and then Chof Nisan. You have a flog of 20 days over here. Number three, you have the ksaro, what they call the best ksaro, is not oiker the best of a rucha. That's the lashon or the ketan over here. That is, according to the base mayor, you have to keep it in the new one over here. Number four, you have the best ksaro, is not oiker the best of a rucha. We call the best ramah from the old vest over here. Then those two in the vestes program, the best ramah and the best base mayor, is on the purple, on the chumro. You have some people teach you to switch to red, some people tell you to take it off. But my say it's set up in the vest program as default with that skum, the bada, shulchan, and others to be a nichol get of chumro. Number five is the case of Beinani. Number six, you have Beinani of the Chavadas, which is 31. Number seven is you have the crazy on the Beinani, which is 24 hours. And number eight, you have the Ozuro, Kopei Dalit. That's on the Beinani, whatever the Beinani is. And then number 8, you have the Ozuro. So that means, true, we start with Alokhov here, some Alokhov debates. If Isha is not a vest kruah, she had three vestes. In the way that Bnei Yeshiva and Bnei Torah taught, three Ushul Maisa are the case of 8 over here. Now, so based on Gimel Zadalad, I'm discussing the halacha of Veskvua and some of the community between Veskvua and Veshe'ena Kvua. Just, there are, as far as I see, there are bigger 15 nafkaminas between the two. We already learned 6 of them. So let's speak out of the 6 that we learned already. Say the nafkaminas. First is the Valaf, the person of the Veskvua, the Nafkoshiv, or the Beninus. You know, you see on a set a flog of 20-20-20, or let's say 35-35-35. Look, there's no in the maintenance over here. Number one. Number two. What? That's the common civility. Let's go no in the maintenance. You should aim at Vesco or Hush in the maintenance. We have Vesco and Hush in the maintenance. That's the valve. Number two. That's the base. That you're not necker until 3 times. By Vesh in the Kvua, you oik it 1 time. Whether you saw once or twice. A Veskvua to be oikud, you have to be oikud 3 times. Number 3, you need a bdika on your main vest. That's going to be the lochavi and sif dalad. That's simakul pei dalad sif test. Number 4,
that's
sorry?
That's my older vest.
You need a bdika, I'm going to say even after your main vest. Even after your main vest. Not only your main vest, even on your main vest. Sorry? That's what the best for. Yeah, I can tell you what's. Yeah, that's correct. A knock a locker, simkuf, pay dalad, and simbalik, and don't you have a best for, you have to do bdikas before and after tashmish. But best ending for, you do have to do bdikas. Now, how do we apply that practically to get to kuf pay bov? Because zakas are not. Number 5 is we have the Pesach Tshuva Kuf Pei Dal, and Sifkon and Ches, it says that the only way to be Oika of Eskivor is through Bedika. By Vesh Enikvor be Oika even without a Bedika. And then the Lachan Kuf Pei Dal, Sifkon Aleph had, is that you have to ask your wife after Eskivor, did she have her period or not? You have to ask her. Those are 6 Alochas away in Afkamin of Eskivor over Vesh Enikvor. There is a non-Afghamino also called Pei Dal Sif Yud, we discussed about Yitzhak Derek, might be an Afghamino. Fine. Next again, Sif Hei, we'll get back to it in a little Vesta Dilum. Sif Vav, Vesta Shvua. Now, it's very common, Vesta Shvua. You have to know the Salaf over here. First, what does it mean? It's common with the Shach that brings down building upon the Rashba. Vesta Shvua does not mean Dav Yisur, Sunday. It means you saw Sunday. 3 weeks later, you saw on a Sunday. And 3 weeks later, you saw on a Sunday. That's nothing to get out of a Vesta Shua. That means if an Isha sees twice on a flog of 29, you have a Vesta, she has a Vesta Shua. She has a Vesta Bekvias. Person who sees twice, 2 times a flog of 22, 2 times 36, this is probably the easiest Vesta to have. That means the Isha sees, a lot of people see 29. The person sees 29. Let's say a person sees between the day 28 and 34. That's an average one Isha sees. This is 1 out of 7 chance you'll have a Veskivor. I mean, people tell me you don't have Veskivors. This is 1 out of 7 chance you'll have a Veskivor. Now, it's true that Pesach Teshuvah brings down. What? Oh, we'll get to that. But the Pesach Teshuvah does bring down from the Chavos Das. And let's say the next time again, after you have a Vesta Shua, you saw again at 29. He says the halacha is we'll keep the aflogah and not the Vesta Shua, because the Vesta Shua is not a normal thing to have. The aflogah is more normal to have. I'll just explain what that means. Someone came over to me and told me, Asi Mei Meruch, he wanted to know that his wife had 29, 29, 30, 30. He wants to know if they have a bayam inside Yimei Meruch, Chiyah Bedikas. So he says, you know, you have a Vesta Guf, you have a Vesta Kviyas over here. 229s, you know what I was talking about. 229s is a Vesta Shua. So I asked him, did he have it on the same Aina? That means you'll get the Locha and Sifu Gimel. To make Kviyas over here, Locha has to be in the same Aina. So he told me no, it was day, night, and then day. That means he saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's 29, 30, 30. Very simple. So then Echnami is not a Vesta Kviyas. That means Echnami, it comes out, if a person sees 1 to 29, the chance of her having it a second time 29 in the same Aina is 1 out of 14. But then again, if you have 10,000 women, you see on day 29, chance of having a Veskivor, up in Mikvah, there are women out there who still have Veskivors. That's clear. It's probably the easiest one to have. Anyone has 2 29s on the same Oino, This is Veskimor, 222s, 229s. Again, you ask me the question, how do you have two? Because even though you have 229s, that flog in the distance, the chiluk between a chidish and a flogger, like now everyone knows, chidish you have to see three times. A flogger you have to see four times. Because the way a flogger is working is not the days that you see, it's the distance in between. You see four times, the distance is three. So if you see 229s, the distance is 29, in essence, what do you do? You saw three Sundays. You saw Sunday. 29 days later, you saw Sunday. 29 days later, you saw Sunday. That's three Sundays. So only 229s is best, is a Vesta Shu over here. Fine. So I think I said a lot. Eventually we get things clearer. We'll go right now to the Vesta Dilug, which is more of a side thing. Eventually we'll get back to a lot of these things in the Sefer Yudgimel with Slocho. I think Eventually on Sunday, this Thursday, the Oilu Gluim Mishnayis, the Yartzeit team over here at Berachah 6:35, 6:40 for the sponsor. Everyone please will, I think we'll plan to make it over here at the end of the second Seder, because that's when the Yartzeit is. And everyone is invited, and please come.